Friends, please be seated. See, what a morning. The greetings that we have for Easter Day. Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, alleluia, have echoed throughout the church for centuries. We want to celebrate that the Jesus who died on Friday rose on Sunday. In a sense, we want to put behind us the cross and we want to move in to life with Christ. And yet, without the cross, there would not be life in Christ. What would you tell your friends about what's most important about life after you've risen from the dead? So imagine, you've risen and you think, what I want to tell people is... We have quite a lot of writings about people as they come to the end of their life having common regrets. I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends, perhaps. I wish I'd had the courage to be the person I really wanted to be. Things that are retrospective pieces of wisdom, but they're all said before you die, aren't they? Not after you have died. Jesus was an innocent man, executed on a public cross, most likely naked, humiliated, mocked, tortured. He died on that cross. To make sure, he was speared in the side and then buried in a grave, in a tomb that was a newly cut tomb belonging to Joseph of Arimathea. 3 days later, he is resurrected. He is risen from that grave and appears to his followers and shows them the scars of being crucified. And what does he say to them? Does he say to them, now it's time for us to get together and fight the enemy. Let's gather the army around us. Let me be the crowned king. That's not what he says, is it? In fact, John records that he breathes on his disciples and says, peace be to you. Perhaps they were feeling like they needed to get up and vindicate what had happened to their friend, what had happened to the one they were beginning to believe is the Son of God. But instead, Jesus breathes on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them. Jesus speaks and breathes forgiveness into a situation that may seem unforgivable to us. I want to share with you an icon that was painted by an artist called Scott Erickson. He's a contemporary artist in the United States, a Christian. And this is his reflection as he meditated on what happened on the cross. And he suggests that sometimes we might be actually disappointed with Jesus' version of the power of the cross. That we would want to give vengeance with a clenched fist. We're out. To get them. We're there together. This is the power that we've been given. And instead, Jesus says, let go. Forgive. That's what I have brought. I have brought you forgiveness through the cross. Erickson writes, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or excusing the harm done. Forgiveness isn't even a restoration of a brokenness that the harm caused. Forgiveness is the choice to not allow destructive evil to continue its parade of death in your life, in the life of others, and throughout this world. Forgiveness is the choice to not allow destructive evil to continue its parade of death in your life, in the life of others, and throughout this world. Forgiveness is the presence of God in our midst right now. It's very interesting that the cross is a symbol of showing weakness, being overpowered and made helpless. Jesus was completely shamed in the terms of the people watching. To be put on a cross means you have allowed, in a sense, others to take power over you, and they demonstrate it by fixing you up on a cross where you are helpless and hopeless. There have been lots of theories around how crucifixion causes death. It's not been something that's been done on a routine matter anyway, since we've been able to test these things from a forensic pathological way. We could only do it if we somehow put up a test case, and nobody's really very willing to do that or to be the subject of that study. But what we know is that whatever happens in a crucifixion is both horrifying and unjust. It's a symbol that reminds us that there are others who have power in this universe, and it's about not forgiving. So what is it that enabled Jesus to say, "Forgive them, Father, they don't know what they're doing," and for this cross to become a symbol of our faith? You see, this is the cross that is displayed on churches all over the world. This is St. Martin's in particular. And yet it took about 300 years for Christians to decide to display the cross as the sign of faith. Up until then, people had worn badges of fish. You might have seen early Christians were known as the fish, the followers of the Christos, people of the way. But they didn't wear crosses, and they didn't carry crosses, and they certainly didn't show them on their buildings. And about 300 years later, about the time when our creeds were being decided, it was decided that this symbol of execution would become the symbol of Christians. What has it taken for us to want to show this sign of shame, this sign of death to the world? It's not this. It's not because the cross is a sign of vengeance and out to get you, to show power over others and to make them helpless and hopeless. But rather, it's the overcoming of that by an open hand of letting go and forgiving. Forgiveness has greater power than vengeance, is what the painting is telling us. And it's enabled by the change in direction and the breathing of the Holy Spirit, symbolized by the dove that as the Holy Spirit is breathed into Christians, there is a way to turn around our hearts of vengeance and wanting to claim our right, to say I have every right to stay on being angry about this forever. And for Christians to say, actually, that does not bring life to anybody. The person who's angry and unforgiving carries great darkness and burden, is thoroughly miserable. They may be energized by their anger, but they're not healthy in the way the Lord Jesus would want them. And when they say, this is an impossible task, you ask that I would be a forgiving person of what has happened, that I would let it go and let God, can only be enabled through the power of God, who through his Spirit breathes on us. And so we see this mouth that shares this message and this power of forgiveness for others. It may be that there are certain people and certain things in your own lives that you find very hard to forgive. And the sign of the cross reminds us that Jesus has dealt with this, and that what Jesus offers us is not only personal forgiveness, but a heart for forgiveness. As I said at the first service, the act of Christ forgives us and we are forgiven. You don't have to believe it for it to be true. You are already forgiven. You may not have wanted to accept the gift and may in fact be keeping your hand closed. But the fact that you are forgiven is not changed by what you believe or even by what you accept. It is what Jesus has done. That he has taken what was to be a symbol of being overpowered and oppressed and dealt with, and made it into a symbol of life through forgiveness. That's why it's hard. But that's why the glory of Easter Day and the risen Lord Jesus is only made more glorious when we realize the great gift it is because of the cross. At the front, we have this painting. This is a painting of the famous quote from Revelation, where Jesus is standing at a front door. So we've got a drone's view. We took the roof off the house and we're looking down. The drone's view of a house and a front door and a door handle on the inside. Here is Jesus and he's knocking. The person is inside and they're feeling very at home. They kick their shoes off. They're barefooted. They're on the mat. This is their place. Do you have a place that you go home and you just kick those shoes off and you shut the door and go, that's it. The world's out there. It's my time now. I'm in my place. And Jesus comes to that place, your inner place, your intimate place, the place that is you, and says, I'm standing and knocking. And I bring you forgiveness and wholeness. The mystery and the truth, the releasing truth, is that we're only truly at home when Jesus is also on this side of the door. which is a choice. He is always there, but when we open the door, he moves here. Yes, Lord, I know I am forgiven, and I want that forgiveness. It's the message of the cross, and it's the message of Easter Day. And the fullness of Easter Day is available when the door opens and the Lord Jesus is with you. And it's available to everybody. There is no just select few, I'm sorry. It isn't just, you're either in. It's everybody is invited. So you're in a very mixed bunch, or if you've never decided to do that, you would be joining a very mixed bunch. But the Lord Jesus welcomes you into that bunch of those already forgiven, just as you are, whether you stand outside the door or inside the door. Know that you are forgiven. The Lord Jesus loves you. He's done all that is necessary for you to feel really at home. Amen.